From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Iran talks will go on. U.S. officials say enough progress has been made on the nuclear talks between Iran and six leading nations to warrant extending the negotiations until Wednesday. Negotiators in Switzerland had been aiming to complete a preliminary agreement on Iran's nuclear program by midnight Tuesday, but differences remain between the two sides on the details of a framework agreement. Meanwhile, a new public opinion poll in the United States shows Americans broadly support efforts to negotiate an agreement to restrict Iran's nuclear program. Muhammadu Buhari has been elected president of Nigeria. Incumbent President Goodluck Jonathan called Mr. Buhari to congratulate him on winning. The Electoral Commission has not declared a winner, but official results show Mr. Buhari with an insurmountable lead. With nearly all of the state vote tallies in, Mr. Buhari has won a majority of Nigeria's 36 states. VOA's Peter Clottey is covering the election.
Buhari won with over 3 million votes. It was still a sizable margin, and by constitution, he's supposed to win at least 25% from a lot of the states. He met those constitutional requirements.
VOA's Peter Clottey. There was fighting Tuesday in the center of Tikrit as security forces seek to retake the city from the Islamic State group. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi says his security forces have liberated the southern and western sides of Tikrit and are moving to control the entire city. A member of Iraq's parliament tells VOA Iraqi forces have taken the major areas in Tikrit and that the city is under control of the military. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has told Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi that he will lift the hold on military aid to Cairo that was put in place after the coup in that country. The White House says Mr. Obama is lifting the hold on sending F-16 fighter jets, Harpoon missiles, and M1A1 tank kits. But the White House says it is not certifying that Egypt has made progress toward democracy. Instead, the U.S. is maintaining that the aid is in the interest of U.S. national security. The United Nations says the last of its international staffers have left Yemen. A U.N. spokesman says the staffers will return when circumstances permit. He said the U.N. envoy to Yemen, Jamal Ben Omar, was relocated to Jordan. In Geneva, the U.N. High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Raad al-Hussein, said the situation in Yemen is alarming, with dozens of civilians killed in recent days. Meanwhile, airstrikes continued for a sixth straight day Tuesday, destroying missiles and weapons depots around the capital, Sana'a. Defense lawyers for accused Boston Marathon bomber Dzhokhar Tsarnaev have rested their case. The defense attempted to shift jurors' focus onto his older brother, who they say masterminded the April 15, 2013 attack. The United Nations Children's Fund reports more than 150 children have been killed and maimed by landmines and unexploded ordnance during the last year in the Donetsk and Luhansk regions in eastern Ukraine. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations reports the number of people killed in eastern Ukraine since fighting broke out last April now tops 6,000. This figure includes at least 109 children who reportedly were injured and 42 killed by landmines and unexploded ordnance. The UN Children's Fund notes, however, these only represent government-reported figures and do not include reports by Russian-backed rebels of injuries and deaths. After fighting has ended, killings go on in battle zones where landmines and unexploded ordnance are left behind. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
A day-long hostage drama in Turkey ended Tuesday with the two kidnappers dead and their hostage seriously wounded. Two members of a banned leftist group seized Turkish prosecutor Mehmet Selim Kiraz in his Istanbul courthouse office. They demanded police and others they hold responsible for the death of a 15-year-old protester confess and be put on trial. Police stormed the prosecutor's office after hearing gunshots. Taking a brief look at markets at the close today, on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes were down, European markets were down, and Asian markets on Tuesday closed mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.